Armand Nandwier. You've got him signed up for the next couple of years. Pleased to get that deal finally sorted and put on the shelf?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're very pleased. It's been going on for quite a bit of time now. You know, and obviously it's been well documented. It's had one or two hiccups along the way. I think one of the good things about it is it hasn't really affected the lad in terms of his training and his performance, which is good. And, you know, all parties are now happy, which is what we all wanted. You know, we look forward to working with him. I think by having a strong pre-season and, you know, getting more into the culture of a football club, I think it'll see Armand improve greatly.
Because that's the big key for him now, isn't it? Once he's had that full 2 months of extra training, you might start to see even more from him.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got all the raw qualities of what we've been looking for in terms of somebody who can lead the line, have a bit of physical presence, you know, he gets hold of the ball well, he's learning when to move it, you know, and slowly in games, I think certainly the Fleetwood one being a good example, he showed really good signs. And, you know, I think people must accept he'll go through ups and downs, you know, but by having that pre-season now and, you know, getting them into the mentality of what we want to do around the club and how important it is to train, how important it is to live your life properly. These are all the things that, you know, Armand's going to hopefully grasp into, which will lead him on to becoming a better and better player, which hopefully will take us all where we want to be.
He seems in only a handful of appearances to have great potential right now, and he's only 21, of course.
He's got great potential. He's a young lad, and, you know, in today's market, to find a striker with physical presence who's got the qualities Armand's got, you know, they're very few and far between. So we've got a raw diamond, if you like, a raw jewel, and it's our job now to nurture it and make it better.
Tommy Lee, what's happened to him?
Yeah, he had a knock in training, going down for a shot, and we really feared the worst at the beginning. You know, obviously, he went for a scan yesterday. I'm still waiting on the report to come back now, but he won't be involved tomorrow. But the likelihood is it's not as serious as we first thought. I think that's, you know, he's had an x-ray and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously by the time the season ends in a week or two, he'll be fine.
Right, so it's not something that's going to affect pre-season and all that. He'll be back for that.
He'll be back fine, yeah.
In terms of other selection issues for tomorrow, do you have any problems as we look ahead to Exeter?
No, not particularly. You know, no, it's a very, you know, you can come up with all the cliches in the world, but it is a difficult game to prepare for. You know, because at the end of the day, there's nothing on it except personal pride. You know, so that's the big disappointment, you know, that we all wanted to be able to go into the game still alive. You know, if we would have took it to that last game, I think that would have been quite a good achievement because we were a long way off it at one time, you know. But it is what it is. We're disappointed. We'll approach the game in the best possible manner. You know, we'll try and win the game.
The fact that the season has panned out as it has and tomorrow's game essentially is a dead rubber, has that given you extra time to maybe finalise your plans and your thoughts so when the season is over you can head into the transfer market knowing exactly where you are and who you need and what you need?
No, I think that's been going on for the previous numerous weeks. So, you know, it doesn't affect my planning or, you know, what goes on. The planning's done every day. You know, there's no sort of, oh, all of a sudden that's happened, so this happens. It's not the case. The playoffs were always the target. Unfortunately, we fell short. Forward planning is always the target. For no matter what goes on at the club, we must plan for the future. And that's been going on for quite a bit of time now.
Do those that know they're not staying know at this stage?
No. Obviously, Jack's future's been, you know, well publicised. You know, apart from that, you know, it's been very much get your heads down and work hard till the end of the season and then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, we'll look at all them situations then.
Right. So you've not decided about retained lists and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've decided. Just the players don't know. Oh, right, you know, okay. That's the gist of it. You know, and I think we must prepare for the game. You know, I think any news before games can sometimes be good or bad. I think Armand's situation is quite different because I think Armand coming on a very short-term contract, he come in on not a lot of money as more of an extended trial, and that's something we've been trying to do. The timing of Armand's contract is not great in terms of for other players to see it, but I think it's been going on for that long. I think everyone's been aware that we have been trying to tidy Armand up.
And Brindley, what's happened with him?
A little bit on pause for Richard. He's obviously looking at now having an operation, you know, so certainly we'll put that one away, you know, till after the season.
And you've obviously been planning for a while. Do you have other of your own targets lined up to come in quickly?
Whether the targets lined up, whether we get them in quickly or not remains to be seen. I think nowadays, as I find out daily, you know, agents sometimes don't want to do deals quickly. You know, doing a deal quickly means that one's put to bed. You know, so unfortunately, they like, you know, and it's their prerogative. I don't have an issue with it. I learn every day. You know, that they like to create a market. They like to create an environment for their player. And a lot of the times they might take one good offer to try and match it up against another good offer to try and create a better offer. Mm. You know, so what we're trying to do is put deadlines on people, if you like. You know, we've already lost one player now with a deadline. You know, and what I do suggest is that if you don't sign for us by that date, you won't be coming. And I don't have a problem with it. I'll stick to my principles. I'm not going to allow people to go off and auction us away.
I was going to say, is that? Oh, I wonder if that's an indication of how you like to work then, because at other clubs, managers like to hang on to, you know, wait and see until the last possible minute, possibly even into August, before a lad might show up or not.
It's not how I like to work. We lost a good player last week. You know what I mean? But what I can't allow is a player to take my offer, you know, and continually probably use it to create a market, to create better offers. So we give people deadlines. I try my best, you know. Does it always work? Probably not. Will I come unstuck? Probably, yeah. You know, but I want lads to want to play for this club. You normally, if you get paid, play for this club, you get paid well. What we don't want is lads thinking, well, I could play for Chesterfield, but I'll go and see if there's anything else on offer. You know, so if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We're always going to look to sign players. That's the nature of a good club. You should never be comfortable with what you're doing or with what you've got. So the search for players goes on and on. At the minute, we're trying our best to get players in, but we're trying, more importantly, to focus on finishing the season properly.
And that is against Exeter. Your thoughts on them going into the weekend?
But as you were with us, isn't it? Probably the same. I think it's a little bit different for Exeter because they've occupied the top three place. So, you know, I think, you know, and again, I think, you know, Paul's had a relegation, a promotion. He, you know, you go through the Millwick clubs up and down, and, you know, I've been reading some of his quotes about evolving and, you know, the timescale. And obviously Paul's getting given them timescales at the club to change teams, to build a new team, which is all time. I think they'll feel disappointed because if you're in an automatic spot and you drop out the playoffs, I think, you know, your own self-pride must mean you're disappointed. So, you know, I think deep down they'll be hurt that they haven't made the playoffs after occupying automatic. Probably the same hurt that we've got for never being in them. You know, so at the end of the day, it's a great game for other reasons. It's not a great game for football reasons.
And one of the things, just finally then, is a send-off for Jack Lester, who's been at the club for such a long time right now. What plans are there for him?
I think that the game is now, you know, the likelihood is if we can win the game, we finish eighth. I think it's been documented that's been our highest league position this year. Unfortunately, eighth is like being 28th. You don't get nothing for it. But as well as it seems that you can do and you can put whatever spin on it you want, we're still gutted that we're not playing a game tomorrow. That means something. And of course it means something. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to decry the game. You know, certainly bringing Jack into the equation makes it a very special day. You know, because players like Jack don't exist a lot no more. You know, them lads who stay at clubs a long time, who give their heart and the soul for the club, you know, and not only that, they're very good players. And I think we've been privileged to have Jack at this club for so many years to score the goals he has, you know, to be the professional he has, and I think it gives our fans a great opportunity, and Jack, you know, vice versa, for everyone to say thank you to each other. And I think it does become a really special day, and I hope it goes very well for him.